Right, listen, let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Ayin Beis. So with the section that begins, Ha'im Adam Mizuha Emachila Karuchani Shabo. Does a person identify with the spiritual part of his personality? Bar l'chol me'itanu, it's clear to each of us, Sheha Adam Einenu Rak Atzamos Ar Gidim Ubaser. We all know one thing for sure, which is a person is not only bones, flesh, sinews, or I should say bones, skin, sinews, and flesh. Within him is a spiritual koach that ultimately keeps him alive. And ultimately, when that spiritual koach leaves a person dies. So what's the proof to that? Everyone knows this. When a person dies, so the simple proof to that is, when a person dies, the body could be fully intact, and yet what? A person is not able to move. So here, or the body is perfectly fine, but yet a person is not alive. That leads to only one logical conclusion. This is a clear indication. This is a clear indication that the essence of man's existence is not simply his physical being. Rather, clearly, he is ultimately a creation that is a combination, a hybrid of material world and ultimately spirit. So obviously this is not a chiddush. We all know this, that ultimately, again, even the Torah itself says when creation of Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam min ha'adama, but yet again, Adam is not alive until when? Vayipach ba'apav, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed his life into his nostrils. So clearly we know that what gives us life is not our physicality. What gives us life is the spirit, is the neshama, is the ruach. And again, obviously, there's no life without the physicality of man, but the battery, so to speak, of existence is the neshama. He says, so everyone knows this. Ella, shezu yidya ba'alma. See, but what's the problem? That very often, this idea remains just that. Something we know. It's a conceptual understanding. He says, v'nis bonina, let's analyze this. Osa koach ruchani sha'anu yodim shekayim banu. This same spiritual koach that we know exists within us. Oso koach hachios hapinimis shekiyem banu. Ha'imagishim anu oso. Chovim oso. Mishtamshim bo. Ve'imkin b'ma. So he has a fascinating question. So we know this idea. But the question is, do we feel it? Do we experience? Do we use it? And if so, how? What does this mean? Certainly we go ahead and we use this life force, because after all, so obviously the fact that we walk, that we talk, that we think, only comes from the koach of the neshama. Aval ha'im ha'shimush, hu shimush muda sha'adam yodeh shu mishtamish ke'isim koach pnimi, so it's remember what the Mechaber was saying before. Remember the flow of this entire parak. What the Mechaber was highlighting was this idea that there are certain things that we know, but we know them just simply as just conceptual understandings. We don't really have a deeper appreciation or understanding for these concepts. This is, for example, over here. We know ultimately that it's the neshama that fuels the life of the body. That's something we know. The question is it just something that we conceptually know? Or do we actually understand it in every moment of existence? So he goes on, he says, L'dudma, let me give you an example. Adam holich, a person walks. Bevadai sholich paraglov, so of course a person is going to walk with his feet. Aval hari raglayim levad, einon yecholin laleches. But what's interesting, of course, is what? That feet by themselves cannot make a person walk. Adam meis einenu yachol aleches. What's the proof to that? The proof is that when a person dies, his feet can very much be attached to the body, yet what? Right? He's not going anywhere. So therefore, what do you see from that? You see that it's not the feet that allow a person to walk, but rather, again, it's the neshama within the body that fuels the body to be able to do what it needs to do. Imkein, so listen to this. B'shashu holik. Therefore, it turns out that when I walk, so what's allowing me to walk? It's the spiritual energy, it's the neshama within. So here's the interesting question. When we walk, what happens? So when we walk, we think to ourselves, amazing. My feet are moving, which means what? Which leads me to one conclusion, which is what? What's the one conclusion? I have a neshama. I have a neshama. Because if I didn't have a neshama, how else would I be walking? So is that when I think when I walk, or do I think when I walk? No, I'm late. I need to get to where I need to get to, right? Thank God my feet are working, my body's working, I have incredible gratitude for that. But it's nothing to do with my neshama, it's the fact that my body is working the way that it's supposed to. See, he says, Kalomar, everyone will agree. I mean, if you ask me, if you stop me and you ask me, how is it that I have the ability to walk? What fuels my life? Of course, we'll all answer, it's the neshama. That's the answer we'll give. But ha'im hu mistaha ito begili or lo. So if you ask me intellectually or conceptually, what gives me life? Of course, the answer is my neshama. But the question is, do we identify with that neshama? What does that mean? So identification is like we just said before. Identification is when I'm doing all the things that I do in life, do I go ahead and take a moment to say, wow, this is an indication that I do in fact possess a neshama? Or do I just simply say, this is another one of the physical processes that's a part of my life? Im adam izdai im ha-koach hazeh, top of ayin gimel. If a person identifies with this koach, hari she-koach zeh nimtze ito bigilui, v'chove also, no shame also. If a person identifies, see what's the, this is such a profound yisod. What the Mechaber is saying over here is, there is neshama knowledge, there is a knowledge of the neshama, and there's identification with the neshama. Knowledge of the neshama is, we all have knowledge of the neshama. We believe that we have a neshama. That's it. But identification of the neshama means that everything I do in life, I realize that it's only a result. I can only do it because I have a neshama. So I'm talking because I have a neshama. I'm walking because that's identifying with the neshama. Well, so you understand where he's going with all of this. Then ultimately, it's a much stronger relationship with your neshama when you identify with your neshama versus just having knowledge of that neshama. She goes on. Im ha'adam lo mizdahe ito. If a person doesn't identify with his neshama, hare sheba ofen tiv'i hu chash shu holich im raglayim ha'asuyos mi basar or gidim ba'atzavos. If a person doesn't identify with the neshama, so let's say then when he walks, he figures, how does he get from point A to point B? He gets there with his legs that are made from his flesh and blood. He identifies with the material. If he identifies with the material, ha'olam ha'penimi ne'alam imenu, hu eino makir also. I will say, if I don't identify with the neshama, then by definition, there's only one or two possibilities in life. Either I'm identifying with the neshama, or I'm identifying with the guf. So if I have not identified with the neshama, that means I've identified with the guf. And what happens when you identify with the guf? What happens? You lose sight of the olam ha-neshama, of the world of the soul. And that goes back to what we saw a couple of days ago. Then I become like what? I become like the blind person. Who remember the mashal of a blind person? That the blind person, I tell the blind person there's a table. And the blind person says, there's no table, I don't see it. Right? So you say, of course you don't see it, you're blind. You're not going to see it. But so Mechaber was saying that sometimes there are just realities that we don't see. They're right there in front of us. So what he's saying over here is everything in life, well, one of the first steps in life is figuring out, what do I choose to identify with? Am I in the Shema with a body, or am I a body within a Shema? So he goes on. Al-af shebevadai hu ma'amin bikumo va'af yodeh shukayim. Now remember, we're not talking about somebody who doubts the existence of the neshama. I very much believe that it exists, absolutely. Aval doma hula adam, listen to this mashal, such a beautiful mashal. Aval doma hula adam, sheyesh lo bebeisal kasefes, ubisocha $1 million. What could these could be compared to? I have a safe in my house, and in my safe I have $1 million. Amish, I'm a lucky man. Only one issue. Ela shelo ein et et kod hamina ol shela kasefet. There's only one problem, which is I don't have the combination. But it's there. Mamish, it's in my house. It's in my house. It's my money. It's mine. I just don't have the code to the safe. Who usher muflog? I'm ridiculously rich. I've got $1 million. Ach bepoel, ain't lo es ha'efsharos ha'masis le'ishtamish po'shro. But you know what the difficult part is? I'm rich. I have a lot of money, but I have absolutely no way to use it and no way to access it. So look at the Mechaberites. This is so beautiful. Kulano ashirim muflogim. We are all so rich. Genuza banu neshama shuchelak el kamimal. Embedded within each of us is a soul that is a part of none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. Ha'im yesh lanu es hakod lahagia lakasefet. That's the only question. So the neshama is sitting there in a beautiful safe. Do we have the combination to get into the safe or not? Liftoach osa. Do we have the code to get into the safe and partake of the beautiful treasure? So the Mechaber writes, the code is absolutely accessible. The only shaila is, are we trying to track it down? For the Jew, the ikar koach of his life is his neshama. And that is the part literally we have to walk with, which he means we have to identify with. He says, also beikar ikar linshom, hamodos shalo, hazihui shalo, hulo zihui shal chomer, shal yadayim raglayim basar, or gidim latzamos. Our primary identity is not one of a body. Hutzarech lihios mizua b'chol rega kipshuto, imitzios haneshama sheba. Ultimately, we have to try to identify with the neshama within. So the Mechaber is also saying, so understand what the Mechaber is saying over here. So he's saying, and this is such a profound distinction, we're aware, all of us have neshama knowledge. We're aware of the neshama. And we even know deep down what the neshama actually does for us. The shaila is it what we choose to identify with or not? So his simple test case is when I walk. So how do I view that process? Do I understand? I say, listen, my legs are getting bach, my body's working. I have incredible akar of sato for that, incredible gratitude. Just give me from point A to point B. Is that what I say? Or do I say, no? The reason I'm able to do anything physical in this world is because I have a neshama. So every single time I do something physical that points in one direction, which sounds strange, points at one, every time I do something physical, it points in one direction, which is that clearly I have a neshama. And when a person thinks like that, that's called identifying with the neshama. And we'll see why identifying with the neshama or identifying as primarily identifying as a neshamadic being is very important. And he ends off last line, Ein zedavar kasha lios mezuem haneshama. Truth is, it's not difficult to identify with the neshama. Zehu rak shinui shel tefisa. It's just a different approach to life. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Mm-hmm.